the heads of states, heads of the government, Director General FAO, heads of the national delegations, heads of the international organization, ladies and gentlemen. I compliment DG FAO for organizing this summit in view of the pressing need to draw the attention of the world leaders to the stark reality of the rising number of people suffering from hunger and malnutrition. I hope we can move from the words of action in this summit to address the problem. I share the concern with the other leaders that the World Food Summit 1996 target of reducing the number of undernourished by half to no more than 420 million by 2015 is unlikely to be realized if the present trend continues, and instead we have 1/6 of the world population suffering from the hunger and malnutrition. While saying so, I am conscious of a significantly large number of the people below poverty line in my country. My government is committed to remove the hunger and malnutrition from the country through the various initiatives and to further improve our agriculture to ensure adequate availability of the food grains to the all. We have decided to step up our efforts in this regard. Our program for the procurement of the food grains from small and marginal farmers to provide affordable food to the nearly 70 million families, that means about 350 million people at the rate of 35 kg per family per month, is the largest in the world, and so is our midday meal program covering all school children in the primary and the secondary schools. In addition, we also have a large program under the Integrated Child Development Services covering small children and the pregnant mothers. Our National Rural Employment Guarantee Act is a landmark legislation providing at least 100 days of the employment on the demand. We have also stepped up public investment in the agriculture research, extension and support services substantially over the last few years. We are also working on the details of the right to food legislation to guarantee the food security to our poor. While my government is committed to continuing and enhancing these steps, we will continue to play our rightful role in combating global hunger and the food insecurity. Mr. Chairman, the factors that cause the food crisis in the first place continue to be present still. One of the fundamental reasons for the state of agriculture today is inadequate attention given in the national policies and budgets of many countries in the last two decades. Reversing the trend is not only desirable, but essential for the developing countries. Why I emphasize this point is because, faced with the economic crisis, government generally tends to reduce the investment in agriculture, despite clear evidence that the investment in agriculture and rural development is the most powerful engine for the growth and addressing the poverty and hunger. There is therefore an immediate need for giving agriculture the priority it deserves through the substantial increase in the investment. As an investment by the public sector alone may not be adequate, we need to condition public policies for encouraging investment by the private sector. Increasing investment will not only ensure the agriculture and rural growth and address poverty and hunger, but will go a long way in making a food-deficient countries self-sufficient in meeting their requirement. The international community may facilitate these efforts by food deficiency countries by according priority to agriculture in the official development assistance and the lending portfolios of the international financial institution. Mr. Chairman, despite lower cereal production, the outlook for the world cereal supply and the demand situation in year 2009 and 10 is considered satisfactory. There is, however, no room for complacency. The declining productivity of the major cereal has been cause of concern, particularly in the context of the increasing population and declining availability of the major input, such as the land and water. Increasing productivity in the sustainable manner is, therefore, a compulsion. Therefore, increasing investment in the rural infrastructure, agriculture research and development, and transferring the latest technology to the farmers effectively to enhance the production and productivity is must. Hence, the consultative group of the International Agriculture Research and the National Agriculture Research System have a special relationship to not only come up with effective knowledge based on solutions, but to ensure their quicker possible dissemination among the farmers, particularly smallholders, through innovative delivery mechanism. The farmer also need to be empowered to cope up with the challenges to uncertainty of weather induced by climate change for ensuring sustainability and further improvement. Climate change is also altering the distribution, incidences, and intensity of the animal and plant pests and disease, and may also result in the new transmission modalities and different species. Top priority needs to be given to build the capacity of the national veterinary and the plant health services of the developing countries, as well as the border control, and the enhancing their preparedness to ensure effective prevention and control of the animal and the plant pest disease. Mr. Chairman, as our experience has revealed, producing enough is not adequate. We need to find effective distribution mechanism to ensure that the underprivileged can exercise their right to food. We need to give serious thought to some practical mechanism, such as the establishment of the regional and global physical reserve, as is suggested in the background papers. Our experience of the holding national reserve in the form of the buffer stocks and the regional food reserve under the SARC umbrella has been extremely helpful in not only ensuring the adequate supply of the food grains for the people below poverty line, but also avoiding the speculative behavior and ensuring stability in the prices of the essential commodities. Mr. Chairman, I place on record my appreciation for the contribution made by the high-level conference in June last year, the UN High-Level Task Force for the Global Food Security Crisis, the L'Aquila Joint Statement, and the Joint Statement issued in Pittsburgh. All these events have facilitated the consensus visible in the summit declaration issued by us. The declaration laid down a very comprehensive action plan to eradicate hunger. What is now needed is a synergy in the implementation of this action plan. The international community is looking for the meaningful cooperation among all UN agencies, particularly among the FAO, IFAD, and WFP, and the international financial agencies. There is indeed also a need for the much better understanding and the coordination among the Rome-based and Washington-based agencies if the comprehensive action plan we have indeed is to be implemented effectively. The time has come to demonstrate that together we can act on the promises made and make difference in the lives of hungry people of the world. So let us this opportunity to strengthen institutions and mechanism which will work harmony and deliver on the promises made. Thank you very much.